It's time for another KAXE KBXE online conversation. I'm Brett Carter, reminding you that we are independent, member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota, and we need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
'Cause I'll be yours, and you'll be mine to last, and we'll be friends, holding fast.
It is time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday Morning Show. It's where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables and get to know them a little bit better. This morning, the birthday boy himself, Jack Nackbar, he heard your call. Call out to him, John. Jack, welcome and happy birthday.
Thank you very much, Heidi. I called because you offered the invitation. I couldn't turn it down.
Sounds great. I'm going to work on some Zoom stuff here. Any big plan? Well, have you had your breakfast yet?
No, it's being cooked right now.
Okay. Coming up, what will it be?
Okay, it's going to be kind of a number of my favorites: hash browns, sausages, eggs, toast, juice, and two shots of espresso.
Okay, Jack, I did not get an opportunity to hear that. Did I hear the words hash browns?
You did. Hash browns, yes.
Oh, my gosh. So let's get right down to business. Are you one that goes and buys the pre-made ones, or do you make potatoes and hack them up yourself?
We do both. It's a matter of time. But this morning we're doing the store-bought ones because we just didn't have time to go through the whole rigmarole. Sometimes we have hash browns for dinner, though, and then we make them ourselves.
Ooh, that sounds so good. Some of those bag ones are just fine. They even put some, green peppers in them and things like that.
Yeah, and onions. Yeah, there's some good ones out there now. And you can put the ones in the toaster, but those aren't as good.
Yeah, they have toaster hash browns, John.
I did not know that.
A guy on the go like you, that might be perfect. So, Jack, let's talk about the two shots of espresso. I'm guessing that means you don't drink coffee the rest of the day.
That's right. This is a morning deal. And it's always black. We don't put anything in it, no cream, no latte or any of that kind of thing. I like it straight. And we've been doing that for a number of years. We started making it about 20, 25 years ago, and then we've gotten more complicated machines that do everything. They chop the beans and they make it, and then they dump the stuff afterwards. And it's very simple, really, and it kind of encourages us to keep making it.
So, Jack, I'm curious though, if it's espresso, are you drinking out of a regular cup or do you have a fancy espresso cup?
I have a little espresso cup. As a matter of fact, we have a kind of a tiny little collection of them, and the cups change with the season. So now they're red and white for the close of the Christmas season, and then we'll get out some flowery ones for spring and that kind of thing. So we have them. We change them about every 2 or 3 months.
So God forbid, Jack, but what would ever happen? Have you ever been in a situation where you ran out and didn't have it for that morning, and what effect does that have on your body and your brain?
Occasionally, we do run out of espresso beans, and so we have some regular coffee that we can make standing by, and it's just not as much fun, and of course, it's not as strong, and so the flavor is diminished, and the espresso, that's the real stuff, John.
Yeah, John should never go near that since he's not a coffee drinker at all. So that would just, he'd be up for probably 2 weeks if he had a sip of that.
Well, Jack, we've been encouraged to drop, every now and then they say, oh, don't drink so much coffee and stuff. But, well, it's a pleasure, for heaven's sakes.
Mm-hmm. So when you look out your window, what's the hoarfrost looking like up there in beautiful Big Fork?
It's beautiful up here this morning, especially out on the birch trees. It's all those little branches are just covered, and it's just a real wonderland up here right now.
So I think John asked earlier, he wondered if there was like a movie that you always watch on your birthday, which is today.
No, we just finished, of course, a whole series of Christmas movies. One of my top five all-time favorites is It's a Wonderful Life. And that was the Christmas Eve movie this year. And then on Christmas night, we always watch an old, nobody ever sees it now, and it's hardly available, an old Hallmark Hall of Fame from the 70s. Not like the modern awful ones, but the Hallmark Hall of Fame from the 70s called Stubby Pringle's Christmas. It's a little Western where a cowboy is going to a dance, but he stops to help a woman whose husband is ill, and he helps her out, and he ends up kind of being a Santa Claus to her. And it's a wonderful movie, and we usually watch that every Christmas night. Stubby Pringle's Christmas.
Wow. Wonder how long it took him to make that name up. So, Jack, I'm glad you mentioned It's a Wonderful Life, because I have been reading a little bit about the Jim, I forget who the actor is in It's a Wonderful Life.
Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah, they talk about Jimmy Stewart's mental health at the time of doing that movie, that he was in the war and he was discharged because he had PTSD and he wasn't even really acting. I mean, it was just the way he was at that time. Is there any truth to that?
I think there was. He came out of that war having doubts about his career. He'd been away for several years, and you'd think it'd be otherwise because he was an officer and he had all these successful bombing missions during World War II. But he came out and he was real unsure of himself, as apparently was the country, because Jimmy Stewart was on the cover of Life magazine soon after he got out, and people would have read that as they went to the movie. So the movie, even though the character, Jimmy Stewart's character in the movie, is 4F because he's got a bad ear. He's restless. He's unhappy with his present life, that kind of thing. And that's what that movie's about, as Jimmy Stewart's life probably was at the time. And as the time, the country probably was very unsure of itself in late 1946.
And was that a hit when it first came out?
Well, it's one of the most famous flops. Everybody says it was this terrible flop. But that's not really the truth. It was not a huge hit, Heidi, but it was on, I think, the top 25 movies of the year, which isn't bad at all. The problem with it is that Capra spent a ton of money making it. And so there wasn't enough box office to cover the cost of making the film. And that's why people think it was such a giant flop, but it wasn't. I might add, I saw that when I was 6 years old originally, and we were going to go see another movie downtown in Minneapolis, Blue Skies with Fred Astaire and Bing Crosby, but there was a line around the block, and so we went downtown to the RKO Orpheum at the time and saw this, and it was like a second choice, and I think that might have been an attitude of a lot of people at that time. And of course, even at 6 years old, I loved it.
Wow. And what was the other movie you were going to go to?
It was called Blue Skies with Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire. Yeah, a lot of Irving Berlin songs and color and that kind of thing.
Huh. So Jack, do you remember how much you paid to go see It's a Wonderful Life?
Oh, I don't remember because my folks paid for it. But I would guess they paid maybe 20 cents.
and was it a thing to have popcorn or snacks in movies?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely, yeah. Not quite as elaborate and overpriced as it is now, but popcorn was a dime back then everywhere that I know of. And it went up to 15 cents when they started putting butter on it, but it was pretty cheap.
Wow.
Well, so what have you been watching?
Well, we've been watching, as I say, a number of Christmas movies. We always watch The Grinch. And we've also been watching an old series, an old PBS series called Endeavor. It's about the young life of Inspector Morse. And we've really been enjoying it. It's richly complicated. It's a detective series, of course. And he's a really interesting young man. at the time. So whenever we say, oh, what do we want to watch? And, oh, I don't know. Let's watch Endeavor. That's his name. It's his first name.
You said that show was richly complicated. Does that mean it's hard to follow?
It is very often, like a lot of detective things, that they're hard to follow. You never guess who the murderer is until it's revealed at the end, because they introduce usually about 10 characters at the beginning of the show, and then he has to go through it. He's also got a lot of personal problems that he's trying to deal with at the same time. So it really keeps up your interest. I think it's a rich series.
And what's the name of that one again?
Endeavor.
Okay. So why do you and Lynn listen and support KAXE, KBXE?
Well, when we first moved here, Heidi, over 20 years ago, my wife's sister had mentioned that this local station was very nice. She lived up here at the time. And so she suggested we give that a listen. And so we tuned in and were immediately kind of hooked on it because we were new, we felt strange, and even you guys coming out of that tiny little studio on the community college campus, it was like really providing us with a home and people we heard every week and liked and doing interesting things and playing good music. And so it was really kind of a way that we were kind of placed into the culture up here, and we've just been really enjoying it ever since.
And we definitely enjoy talking to you. I wish we could talk to you every week about a specific movie, but let's
ready for the parting gift.
Yeah, you get a parting gift. I'm sure you're aware of this if you're a listener to Northern Community Radio. Homestead Mills is our sponsor. You can either choose Country Blend cereal or wild rice pancakes delivered right up to rural Big Fork in a cream-colored linen sack.
Wow, yes. We'll go with the cereal. You know, it's amongst our favorites.
We love
Country Blend cereal, and we're running out, so it'll really be a welcome deal.
Did I richly compliment those two items?
Yeah, when Lynn, my wife, makes it, she puts dried cherries in it, and we have a little cinnamon on it, and slivered almonds. Oh, it's delicious!
Wow. Well, Jack, thank you so much. Any big plans for the birthday? It's a different kind of thing going on in the world right now.
It sure is. Yeah, we're going to have a Zoom meeting with the children this evening, so that'll be nice. That'll just be the two of us here, and we're going to have an old family favorite called Booyah. It's a Czech dish, and it's made with wild game, or a lot of people make it with beef heart. We like it that way, but we're going to have it with duck. So it's duck booyah on potato dumplings.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any birthday cake?
Maybe a little cupcake. I'd be so full from the booyah, but I won't be able to eat much afterwards. So.
Wow. Sounds great. Well, Jack, thank you so much for calling in, and happy birthday.
Well, yeah. Thank you, and good luck with the station that we can all enjoy post-COVID, I hope.
Yeah, no kidding. Thanks, Jack.
Yeah. All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Jack Nackbar on his 80th birthday joining us, telling us about the movies he's been enjoying.
Strutting back in style. Yes, we'll be friends. Oh, won't you walk a mile with me, brother?